Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
With anti-Semitism rising or having risen, we are asking, what does a strong Christian response look like from a practical perspective, both here, specifically here in South Africa? A very good morning to you. Thank you for joining us. Can you give us a snapshot of where and how we're seeing anti-Semitism show up in South Africa?
I think good morning to the listeners, and good morning. Certainly we've seen an intensification significantly over the last few months, and notably over the last few days. I think it's driven by the fact that Israel is being successful, not just on the battlefield, but Israel is a highly successful country, and that constitutes a challenge in many ways to other religions that are Middle East centered, and also to aspects of Christianity. And that's one of the reasons why on the streets we've seen it happening, but also the Nelson Mandela Foundation has involved themselves in the battle, and specifically targeting organizations like ourselves or people that represent Christians in the world, and in South Africa in the case of the foundation, that are supportive of Israel. So that is certainly, you know, there's money on the table there. They're rolling out a process to try and erode the extensive Christian support for Israel in South Africa. So, you know, I want to just, we've been going 30 years in South Africa, and we've always enjoyed significant support. 7th of October unlocked a whole world of much greater support than we were even aware of. I mean, we had people contacting us wanting to be able to participate in what was happening in Israel in a positive sense, you know, making contributions. And in fact, what we experienced is that was an amazing response. But it hasn't gone back to where it was before that. That sort of response has been maintained. And indeed, right from about last year, we specifically, Bridges for Peace, because we noticed in Israel and within the Jewish community in South Africa, a question mark of, you know, where is the church in South Africa on this? We launched a project in Israel in the name of Bridges for Peace South Africa, operating with our organization, within our organization. And we've been amazed at the actual response to that. The first initiative we did was to raise funds for a rapid response vehicle for Magen David Adom. We went racing past the first vehicle, and we're talking big money.
We went racing past the first vehicle and
were able to supply two vehicles within. So that we initiated that in July. We had the funding in and with Magen David Adom within about 6 weeks. And we've maintained that process of looking for projects in Israel where we can message, and the message on the door of those two cars is a South African flag and the wording from South African Christians who love and support Israel.
Incredible.
Yeah. So we've been able to add to that other projects, not quite on the same scale. And then also we've looked for ways, and in fact have created an avenue for church congregations to show support for Israel. So you're all familiar with the JNF's blue tin, or the way of collecting money. We created what we call a Bless Israel box, and we have entire congregations that the congregation, we supply the boxes, and every family in the congregation now has a blue box in their house. And about once every 6 months, some churches do it more frequently, they will dedicate a Sunday to having the people bring in their boxes. Mm-hmm. And it's a very moving sight because when you see it, it's quite clear. Some people shake notes out of their boxes, but other people just shake out coins. And the beauty of that is that it provides an expression for Christians
Absolutely.
Who support
it's
Israel.
Not about, it's not even about the quantum. It's actually about the support.
Exactly. So, you know, and we're seeing that sort of roll out as fast as we can get the message out to churches in South Africa. So, you know, our response is not to go and try and out-noise the anti-Israel
movements
in the streets.
As you were talking about this, what I was thinking is there is so much anti-Israel noise and drowning out of voices and actions, like, you know, from people like yourselves who are doing just such magnificent work. It's got to be a bit frustrating at times.
Well, it is certainly frustrating, but also all of those protests have a sort of an aura of desperation about them. You know, I have for years spoken about virtual Israel and the Israel that you and I know. So alongside the Israel, which is a country of integrity, it is a country of generosity, it is a country of incredible innovation and improvisation. I mean, Israel is an asset to the community of nations. Against that, you have this virtual Israel that's been created, which is the opposite of all of those. You know, Israel's attempt to be as cautious as it can be in battle has translated in virtual Israel to a genocide happening. Israel soldiers who operate with such caution have been turned into monsters, sometimes on the basis of a false picture or a single incident. Has been taken out of context. If Israel's generosity, the Tikkun Olam aspects of it, is presented as Israeli guilt trying to play itself out in the community of nations. So,
or pink washing, green washing, whatever washing it is that they talk about.
Exactly. You know, so there's I mean, for years, I remember after the Durban conference, the United Nations conference, we got heavily involved in the media after that. And I realized that if you are not bound by truth, you can write something very quickly and put it out there. And there's a large market for that. To reject that is always, or to refute that takes a lot more effort because you're bound to integrity and accuracy of information and things like that. And the market is not as receptive for that type of a more truthful narrative. So, you know, for me, the better investment is let's educate people, and certainly our domain of education is within the churches. Limited to the church, but I'm off today to go and speak to a group on Saturday. I've got another group that I'm educating about Israel. I'm teaching them about the real Israel, and often undoing the virtual Israel image that people get out of Al Jazeera, other media outlets, and just seeing, you know, the narrative on the street with these protests, the accusations leveled against Israel. So that's the way that we've approached it, is to work to build Israeli support for Israel within the Christian community, and believing that if you educate somebody, they can navigate from there onwards. So to fight the street takes a lot of resources, and also our experience. Sorry, let me just.
No problem. Don't stress.
And I've got a cord.
Yeah, and it's not coming through loudly on our side, so you can just
trying to there. Cancel the call. So you know, we've invested our effort into building Israel, support for Israel, and our concentration has been on church leaders. So I mean, we've traveled all over South Africa gathering groups of leaders together to educate them about Israel. And what we encounter is a sound teaching, obviously in our case backed by scripture, because that's the basis
sure.
of Christian support
sure.
for Israel.
Mm-hmm.
There's a receptivity there, and it's almost like a sense of relief in the room, because my sense is that people, when they hear this incredible narrative against Israel, there's always this question mark. Why? What's the big deal? It's 8,000 kilometers away in our case. It's not our primary trading partner. You know, why is there this emphasis on Israel? And, you know, I often start a meeting, especially when I'm in amongst the skeptics, and
yes.
say, can somebody tell me where I can go and get a marketing agency that will put Lesotho on the map in the same manner that Israel is on the map? And I say, because obviously there's more to it. There's more to it than just a human rights issue or, the war issue. There are wars elsewhere. But Israel is unique in the community of nations, and I think it is because it does constitute, in most people's minds, a moral plumb line, for one. And Israel's success, of course, carries a message with it as well, is that in our case, we would be saying to Christian audiences, the return of the Jewish people, the survival of the nation, is an affirmation that the Bible, and specifically the prophecies, and the trustworthiness of God, it places it beyond question. Obviously, that narrative doesn't fly so easily on the street, but within the bounds of the church, there's an openness to that. And also, you know, my experience is Christians across Africa often have a far greater practical expectation of scripture than maybe their counterparts in Western societies, because they often are dependent on God for healing. They're often dependent on God for their provision, because they live often in more sort of fragile circumstances than Western Christians do.
Absolutely. We do unfortunately need to leave it there, but just to thank you for all of the work that your incredible organization is doing. And it's more than just the funds. It's more than the education. It is really about the fact that there are brave souls that are prepared to stand up for truth and for what is right, and to defy the pressure that exists all around us.